You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today we are talking about two things. First of all, the fisheries observers being replaced by cameras, which it turns out didn't work. And also, finally, I just wanted to touch on these domestic violence alarms that have been installed just because I didn't know about it, and I think it is a very interesting thing. So first of all,
yes.
A little bit of a looks very grey from outside our studio window, although I might be projecting, so we'll have a little bit of a nice thing at the end. But first of all, the Ministry for Primary Industries has cut the number of days its observers spend on snapper boats at the same time as electronic monitoring that was being put in was also, it turns out, failing. Something like 80% of the, what is it? Yes, 80% of Trident's cameras failed during their first few months. Are you able to give us just the background on this? Who is Trident? How did a company that is involved in the fishing industry get the contract to observe the fishing industry to make sure that they're following the rules?
Well, I understand when the ministry decided they wanted to make greater use of cameras and start a trial, they sought tenders, and a group of companies got together, formed another company, and they bid for the contract, and they put forward a good contract that was successful. Clearly, they have to deliver on the contract, though, and it appears there were problems early on. Don't be fooled into thinking that there are observers on every single fishing vessel everywhere 24 hours a day in New Zealand waters. That's not the case. Observers are put on a large number of boats, but there's still a lot of gaps there. In the future, greater use of technology is important, and that's what the government's leading towards. The initial rollout of the cameras on 17 vessels, I understand, was a bit problematic, but I understand they're resolving many of those issues, and they're doing a much better job now. Going forward into the future, if we want to monitor our fisheries properly, we're going to have to use technology better. Cameras are a good way of doing that. Getting it right, though, is important, and that's what MPI and the company that has the tender, has the contract, need to ensure that they're delivering on.
I mean, yes, so fishery observers, 2 years ago spent at something like 511 days at sea, but in the 2015-16 year, they'd only spent 210 days at sea. That is, obviously, we're not on every boat, we're not looking at every fish that's caught or anything like that, but that is a huge decrease at a time when, you know, electronic monitoring, obviously, is the way of the future. You know, you can always have a camera on a ship, you can't always have somebody from MPI, you know? I mean, it makes sense. Clearly that's where we're going. But to dramatically reduce the number of people who are watching while we don't have that electronic monitoring in place, I mean, what could have gone wrong in this time? I mean, what's the kind of downside to that? Because that's a huge decrease.
Look, I'm not closely associated with it, but I understand there were some cabling issues with the boats and they needed to get those issues sorted. In theory, there will be greater monitoring of fisheries vessels in the future, and that is happening now. They just have to ensure the technology is done appropriately. This was the start of what would be a larger program in the future. And so, you know, a system having some teething problems that need to be resolved is not unusual. And once they're resolved and they're rolled out in a larger scale over a number of years, then we'll be doing better in terms of monitoring our fisheries. There's also a discussion document that the government's consulting on at the moment, which asks the public and people involved in the sector for better ideas on how we can monitor our fisheries in the future. And I think if there are alternative solutions over and above cameras for monitoring, then the people should submit on those. But cameras and greater use of technology, it's the way of the future, it's the way we need to manage our fisheries in the future. And we can do better by making greater use of technology, ensuring we get it right and it works properly too.
I mean, this is part of a larger project, but is this particular issue that's happened here, is that a learning curve for maybe not being so quick to decrease the amount of monitoring happening under the old system before the new system has been properly tested, before these teething problems have been sorted out?
Like, I'm sure the ministry and the minister will be asking some questions around this, but just remember this is not something which is happening on every single vessel and that there's been a problem on every single vessel. This is something that was a staged rollout and there were some initial teething problems. It's performing quite satisfactorily, the reports I've seen now, and going forward they have to ensure that it keeps working before they roll it out more into the future.
It will be interesting to see how this goes, and I've no doubt that we will cover this a bit more in the future, unless it all goes perfectly, in which case we'll have nothing to talk about.
What goes perfectly in the world all the time, Caitlin?
Too true. So just in the final couple minutes, these domestic violence alarms. So this is part of an initiative, the National Home Safety Service, which was announced in March last year by Justice Minister Amy Adams. So are you able to tell us, I mean, I don't, not too shy to say that I missed this a year ago, and it seems like quietly we've had this, you know, new locks, sturdy windows, you know, for victims of domestic violence so that they can stay safe and feel protected in their homes. Are you able to tell us a bit about what these special alarms are, first of all?
Yeah, there's a lot that flies under the radar when you've got, you know, thousands of people working in government. But this is a pretty good news story, where one of many programs to try and alleviate and help victims of domestic violence, where there's a contract with Women's Refuge, where they spend several million dollars over a number of years rolling out safety measures to, I think, about 400 homes a year of victims. Tackling domestic violence isn't just about trying to punish those who have been involved and been perpetrators of domestic violence. It's also about trying to stop reoffending and keep people safe. So with the people most at risk and the victims most at risk of domestic violence, there is this program to roll out safety measures, one of which is alarms. And at a select committee this week, the chief executive of the Ministry of Justice was there and was talking about how it's working. It's not just the number of people triggering the alarms, and I understand about 25 call-outs were involved here, but it's also about deterrence. And so if greater safety measures in the homes of victims of domestic violence can keep them safer and ensure that they are not repeat victims of domestic violence, then that's a good thing. And if 400 homes of 400 victims a year are being upgraded, that's 400 people that are safer in their homes.
Absolutely. It does look like, 25 of these signals that were triggered were due to offenders trying to break back into the house of their former victim. So, I mean, that is a great warning system. Obviously, still depressing that we need to have so many of them, but, a silver lining.
Too often I think people, when they think about justice in New Zealand, they focus too much on punishing offenders, but ensuring that reoffending is reducing is very important too, and preventing. The police focus on prevention first. Now the justice system is focused on reducing reoffending and rehabilitating offenders. We're pretty modern in our justice system in New Zealand, and this is just one other innovation.
Just before we go, we've had a text in saying fishermen were deliberately smashing cameras and the cables themselves. Insider info. So there's a wee scoop for you there, Jamie Lee.
Good information. Thank you.
take it to the highest authority. Anyway, thank you for that, Texter. Good to have the old inside scoop. But as per Jamie Lee, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and we will talk again next week.
Glad you're surviving after your party. Well
done. Yeah, wait to be seen.
Are you coming to the press gallery party in Wellington in a couple of weeks' time?
Are you going to send me an invitation? Do you have to have an invitation?
Well, you're part of the press, aren't you? Doesn't 95BFM have people down there?
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't have people down there, I think. I could be down there. It's all right. I nominate myself. Yeah. Don't worry, BFM, all of you other fellow news team people listening. I've got it. I've got it all under control.
Well, you have a great day.
Awesome. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.